Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day Business. I'm Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, will be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this. People, they can dial in to 602-753-1848, or if they can't get in on the line, they can just simply go and use their smart device, iPad, a PC, or Mac, and go to blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola and listen to us online. We are here at Financial Freedom Friday. You got to come in on these lines on today because we got to discuss some things. You know, as we're wrapping up on the mark, and go, we have now discovered what should we be doing. And the answer is, you may not know, but you got to be moving and work in the areas that God wants us to work. And that's on people, impacting people's lives, making people's lives better. And there's no way you can do that effectively if you're only wrapped up into what's going on with yourself. That's the simplicity of it. And so when you start talking about that, we have to reset the way we think. We have to reset our perspective on life and business and what people should do and what people shouldn't do. We have to release people from all of the entitlement of thinking that people have to do this, have to do that. We've got to reset to think that you're not going to learn a business if you don't show up so you can grow up, right? Understand these things now. We have to reset these things because we've been programmed to have the idea that maybe someone is responsible for our success. Maybe someone is responsible for our success even more than we are. I see this all the time where, you know, the mindset of when you're with a job and you know that your boss tells you to do some things, you know you better perform or you lose your job. But then when we get into a business and we have business partners, for some reason we believe that whoever we enrolled under, whoever we believe that they're responsible for our success. I need you guys to realize, and I share this with you all the time, on why I say the thing about never get bitter, just get better. Sometimes God is trying to share with you, this is where I need you to work on yourself. So there's no one around to assist you. And then the realization is, if I want to still keep moving, I got to keep moving. And so today we're going to be talking about the goal again. But we said, you know, hey, you got to get moving, but you got to be diligent. Some people want to go and they want to sprint. They want to go hard for a short period of time, but this is a long haul deal. Network marketing is about, if you want to say, hey, a 5-year retirement plan, guess what? 5-year retirement plan or 10-year retirement plan in America, some people may take 30 years to retire and they're still not wealthy. Working diligently, and this is what we're going to be discussing on today, the power of diligence. You got to go, but you got to keep going. And you got to keep going with the zeal of when you were excited. I hear someone, I'm so excited. But how do you know, how would you perform when you move past excitement into passion? Passion means like you're going to keep going no matter what. Through it all, you're going to keep going. And so our script because we have two. We have Galatians 6 and 9, Proverbs 12 and 24 today. Because I need you guys to understand, we're training you to take your spot at the top. But we've got to ask God that when we start going, the reason why you can't go only off of your own power, it's off of the power of God. Go back and look at your scriptures, because sometimes you're going to be totally out of gas. But if you're plugged into the source, he's never running out of gas. He's never running out of power. God will never give up. We give up on God, but God never gives up on us. Have you heard that song before? That is truth. But we've got to believe it. So let's go to the Lord on today, because this is a struggle for most people. They get going or they get started. But in order for you to take your spot at the top, we have to keep going. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad and joyous that we have another opportunity to get it right with you, dear. So on this day, we ask you to just forgive us, even for the sins of commission or omission, anything that separates us from you, dear Lord. We're asking you to forgive us. We're acknowledging this. We're repenting and coming back, so that we can change our thought processes, which will change our actions toward what it is that you'd have us to do. Dear Lord, we're not just seeking rewards. We're not just seeking the applause. What we want to do is make you proud. We are here to be an example of kingdom, and we will have the opportunity through network marketing, where there are no boundaries set, only the ones that we've set on ourselves. Dear Lord, that we have the opportunity for true freedom in this industry, and we want to take that opportunity. We're grateful for that opportunity, and we're going to go out, oh Lord, and work as unto you, not as unto men. On this day called Financial Freedom Friday, so often, oh dear Lord, we speak things out of our mouth that they're hindrances on us to experience. But we thank you that you're giving us the fullness of freedom here in this industry. As we go out and do great exploits in your name, they will know who sent us. We're thanking you right now for the supernatural blessings that's pouring over into the lives and the families of those under the sound of my voice. As we allow your Holy Spirit to come in, your servant decrease, may he increase like never before. That the ears who have sense to hear, and not only hear, but do, that our faith increase in the process, and let us give back unto you all of the glory and the honor that you deserve. We praise your holy name, and we bless and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, guys, so as we're coming in on today, and I just thank you again. I don't count it that, hey, because I'm here serving you, that you have to care about my family. I am grateful for the little things. It means a lot to me for the people who are reaching out. I thank you for the people who are sending the prayers, who are calling and praying for me. It just brings joy. I thank you for even the ones who are sending me scriptures, who are sending me songs. It means a lot to me. And so just because I said yes to the Lord, just imagine that there's a whole team of people who want to assist you once you are willing to go and assist yourself. Now, when we start talking about on the mark, reset, let's go, repositioning you to live your best life now. Let's read these scriptures, because the word now is operative, and it means now. I need you to probably say not now, but right now. So Galatians 6 and 9, it says, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. This scripture here is letting you understand that people will grow weary even though they're on the right track, not truly believing that through diligence that their season is absolute, meaning that if I keep going, I will take my spot at the top. You need to write that down. If I keep going, I will take my spot at the top. But there's no way that you're going to do that if you give up. No way. What we have to allow ourselves to do is to stay in that reset mode, where reposition to say, I want to engage in the thoughts, the activities, the circles of people, places, or things that will support me continuing the good work, continuing pushing to the top. Because I share with some people that most people are miserable because they have not been intentional of doing the things that will make them happy. Well, the only way you're going to do this is understand what makes you happy. Are you in bliss when you're helping people? Are you in bliss when you now begin to see the fruits of your labor? Are you in bliss? You have to note some things. You know what I have begun to do in my life? To say, okay, I know what mindset I need to do to be on my A game. And I need you to start journaling so that you can realize on some days what situations, challenges will bring you down to your F game. Things that will probably have you risk everything. You need to think about the what brings me down where I'm not able to function. I'm not able to go hard toward my goal. What are those things? And you need to note those things. And be diligent to say, I can't let that in because the assignment is too big. Then you need to be able to say, what are the things that make me feel good on end? And when you do that, we talked about this all week, how to take your hustle to 10. When you get there, you got to say, well, that's what I want to do. I got to stay in the zone. Sure, life is going to get in the way. But remember, we said, should your life revolve around your goals or should your goals revolve around your life? So if you know what you want to experience, if you know your mark, if you know where you're going, then you get to make decisions in your life to say yes or no to things that can obstruct where you're trying to go. We're helping you to reset right now. And Proverbs 12:21 says, the hand of the diligent will rule while the slothful will be forced to labor. So people who are diligent are guaranteed a spot at the top because most people grow weary in doing good. And then they'll either, the people who are slothful, you decide who you are. This is the beautiful thing about network marketing. You get to decide what team you're on. People hear me say all the time, I'm on Team Kingdom. Because that doesn't just mean I'm trying to be goody two-shoes. I'm on Team Kingdom because Jesus Christ said he died. He went to Calvary. See, some people only remember that on Easter. They may only remember that when they go to church. Every time when I think about Jesus and I say, my God, he went to disgrace. He came out of beautiful. He is deity. He is the King of Kings. And he came out just for you and me. He was doubted. He was talked about. He was plotted against. He was treated like a dirty rag. He was sent to Calvary like a lamb to slaughter. And he said the reason for that was so that you may have life and have more abundantly. When you're in that abundant mindset, You know, number one, hey, it's enough for everybody. So you have everybody get more than enough. You begin to say, you know what? It doesn't matter what it looked like. I know what it is. I know my I'm in the fire right now just because I'm being refined as gold. I already know that I can count everything joy. Count it all joy. I already know that I can do this. Why? Because I've been through the fire enough times that now I don't mind bringing the fire so I can refine folks. Say, listen, we got to grow up to go up, family. We're trying to make some major impact, and we want, without a shadow of a doubt, for people to know who sent us. That is not just a prayer. It's what we going to live. And so we say, listen, we are the head and we not the tail. So that means that if they say that at the tail, maybe you're slothful if you want to stay at the tail. But if you want to go to the head, you got to be diligent. So we're not just goal-setters where we write it down and we want to sound good. If we stand up in the middle of a room, we come in the car to sound good. I said something good. We want to know what you're doing. This is like Missouri, the show me state. This is what's happening in network marketing. I heard what you said. Show me. You said you want to help people. Well, then go help people. If you say you want to help people, then why everything about your life look like you're only trying to help yourself? If you say you're trying to help people, why every time you open your mouth, it's all about what's going on with you? If you're trying to help people, why every time you open your mouth, it's about what's going wrong with somebody else? All of these things drain energy for us to be diligent, Emily. All of these things. I want us to come on in the queue on this morning. Let's talk about this. Press star number one, and then let's talk about this for a moment. You know, I need you guys to know that no more contemplation, no more procrastination. By now, no more speculating. Do you believe that you have your opportunity to take your spot at the top? No more degrading anybody. No more hating on anybody. It's time to put your hustle on 10. Let's see you on the queue. Come on, guys. Let me be here. Let's come on in the queue. I love it this morning. I am feeling amazing, amazing, amazing. And guess what? Everything ain't perfect. Good morning, 480, last 47725. Who is it? What's up, family? Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Jason. How are you?
Hey, Jason. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm doing amazing. I just want to let you know, again, this is a confirmation of God just telling me to get out the way and quit focusing on myself and my issues and my problems. And what happened was there was a call yesterday where we were just telling everybody about our day and everybody know what we were going to do to push ourselves forward in our business. And yesterday I said, you know what, God, whatever you want me to do, I am not going to focus on my issues and my problems. I'm going to focus on helping out everybody else. And yesterday was one of the biggest days that I've ever had since I've been in this industry. Now, it wasn't a lot, because I've heard of other people saying, you know, I'm in network marketing. I brought in 24 of this and I got this. It wasn't about that. It was because I had so much activity. I had so many people interested in getting ready to move to the next level. And then God showed me that the people that were already that I brought in with me when I first started this industry, that my concern wasn't really about helping them, and my focus was mainly about myself. So now that I'm focused on what they're trying to do and trying to be an example towards them, I know that they're going to start growing, and I know that they're going to change, because when you see a change in your leader, it goes down. When you have a change in your heart, you know, it affects everybody. So now my focus is, you know what? I am so sick and tired of Jason getting in the way of Jason. Jason, you need to get out the way and let God do what he's supposed to do. Let this industry build itself, connect to the people that you need to connect to. And you know what's funny? Is you think you're doing the right thing, but you're not doing the right thing because you have the wrong heart. But when you start doing the right, when you have the right heart, then it's like the scales have fallen off of your eyes. And you're like, oh my gosh, I thought I was focusing on everybody else. But I was really focusing on me, making sure that those people help me get to where I'm supposed to be. But it's not about that. It's strictly about helping everybody else. And when I started doing that, I'm telling you, things changed. People signed up that I had no idea were even listening to me. I was with a friend, and he signed up with me while I was on the phone talking to somebody else.
I got. Thank you, Jason. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, transformation here on Power Start Your Day. Jason gave you guys some huge clues. He said, man, I bet you life is harder when you're thinking about yourself too. Why? Because that's all you're thinking about. Don't try to fool yourself, nobody else, because you definitely can't fool God. It's about where your heart is. You change your heart, you're going to change your results. Why? Because it begins to radiate from you where people are saying yes. They're saying yes to who you are, not what you're offering. Because most people in network marketing, the fact that most companies, whatever company you're in, you guys have the same catalog of product or service. Well, what's the difference? Sometimes you think you're doing the right thing and you're not. That's why we have to renew our mind daily. So at least our heart is open enough to even realize, I got to change some things. This time, reset. Good morning, 864, last 47430. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? We got two kings in a row. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Curtis Lattimore out of Greenville, South Carolina.
Hey, girl.
This word was a great word this morning. I know, like, yesterday, picking back off the I had a lot of referrals come in, and it was a great day for me as well. Just letting, like I always tell people, I'm the COO of my company. Jesus is the CEO, and God is the CFO.
Mhm. Mhm. I tell you. God first, Curtis. I say God first,
when
Curtis. God first.
And when I started when I tell people that I have to consult my board members with those of my board members, my business just started skyrocketing That lets me know that you have to keep God first in everything that you do.
In everything. Powerful. Thank you so much, Curtis. Thank you so much. So much wisdom is coming forth on this call. The Holy Spirit is definitely having his way. And on the level where you can understand. Good morning, 305-0387. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's Melissa in Miami.
Hey, Melissa. How are you?
Hey.
Hi. How are you? Hey, darling. What's up?
I've made it. I'm on the call. It's about time. It's funny. Like, I've been meaning to get on every morning, and I just don't. I haven't been sleeping at night for the longest, and I don't get on. And I feel like I've got on this morning, and everything that I needed to hear has been said already. It's the strangest thing. So I just want to say thank you. And I will be on the calls every morning. I forgot how powerful Power Start Your Day is. But thank you. And thank you to everybody else. I hope everybody has an amazing, productive end to their month. And thank you so much, Nicola. I'll speak to you later. And I've loved the call this morning.
Thank you, Absolutely, absolutely. That's amazing. Glad to hear you. Things are turning around in your favor right now. Good morning, guys. 404-433-66. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you well.
Awesome. Good morning. Well, first of all, Dr. Nicola, I want to say I'll continue prayers for your brother. And also congratulations and kudos on all your accolades and achievement. You have definitely been a pillar in paving the way. This is Michelle in Atlanta, and I don't know where to start. I honestly want to scream. I started on the Power Start on Monday, so I heard Monday, and I missed the rest of the week until now. But this morning when you started with Galatians, oh, my God, my mind started racing back to a year ago when I had just started this business. And, you know, I remember coming in a queue, and I said, I have a question. Like, how can I build the business? How can I have the success working a full-time job? And I remember that day you said, how much time are you committing to the business? And at that point, I hadn't really, like, carved out a plan. And so you said, well, I will tell you this. It means you need to get up earlier or either go to bed later. And then you told me, you said you need to start using technology to help. And you told me about, you know, Hootsuite or whatever on the call. And I implemented what you said last year. And here we go, fast forward this year. Yesterday I was able to fire my boss. And so I'm so excited about being able to move and to fully move into building this business and helping people nationwide. Like, I feel like I can commit more time. But as you was talking about Galatians, I was like, you know, there were so many times when I felt like I wanted to retreat and give up. But I was just like, you know what, Michelle, you got to stay focused on the goal. Like, it's your first year. It's hard. Yes, it is. But you can't get weary. Like, even the nights, I will tell you, when I was up late, and I've gleaned so much, and this is still just the beginning, praise God. But I'm telling you, nights when I was just up late and just wanted to go to bed, but I was like, I got to work it still like I'm working it full time. And I'm going to tell you, I have given it my all, ready, set. I hit reset. You know, I understand even from the beginning of starting this business that there is a goal in mind. Not just for me, like, you know, the first caller was talking about, you know, helping people. Like, that's my life desire. Like, my goal is to help people in masses, in droves, in millions. And I thank God because FES is that platform. And you know, even watching you and your transparency, it allows me as a kingdom woman to be just me. And then, like the second caller said, it's that being me, authentically me, that's drawing people. It ain't necessarily the product. It's me authentically being who I am and not being afraid to let Jesus be Lord, even in this business, and just staying, you know, just staying diligent. Even like up until my last day on yesterday, my supervisor looked at me and she said, I got distracted because I was seeing how peaceful you are. And it's like, I know now that I'm still called to help. It's just now in a whole different arena. I'm leaving that section of social working, and I'm helping in a whole different arena. And I just want to say to everybody listening, like, stay encouraged. Don't get weary. You will reap if you faint not. There will be times that you want to, you know, throw in the towel. It will be times when the number of no's, you know, is discouraging. Because when we first started, it was go get 10 no's a day. And so I'm going to tell you, it can be discouraging, but if you just do not get weary and you resolve in your mind to know that God has called you to this, he's chosen you for this in this season, because there is a mighty, mighty mandate in the earth right now. And FES is allowing us as kingdom citizens to go out and answer the mandate. So, Dr. Nicola, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this platform. Power Start Your Day has been instrumental to my growth and my belief that I can take a spot at the top in this company, but not just me, everybody I'm connected to. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say it enough.
Oh, God bless you. I am so excited for you, Michelle, and the growth. You see, when people first start coming to Power Star Your Day, it feels like, okay, I'm the new kid on the block. I just got to listen. What I might have to say is stupid. I really don't want to ask the real question. And Mel, you had the courage enough to say, you know what? I just need to know. I got this job. And my job is my main bread and butter. But how can I still do what you're telling me to do that you say I can take my spot at the top, but I got this job? People might say, well, I got these children. I have this illness. I have this past. I have this husband, wife. I have this, this, that. How can I still do this? The answer is already here. You know the answer. But are you willing to be diligent? 1 year later, 12 months, I need you to look in your rearview mirror just for a hot second, 12 months ago, and then go, fast forward to right now and say, were you diligent so that your next 12 months will be different? Feeling your feelings. Are you feeling your rejection mode, your insecurity mode, your labeling mode? It's slowing you down. We say on the mark, get clear, get set, reset yourself. You got to reset the way you think, your perspective on even people. Do you understand even the way you think about the people on your team, the people upline, downline, corporate? All of those things have everything to do with the success that you have or don't have. Because if your mark is clear, half of that stuff should matter. And it say go, got to be diligent. We're going to take this last caller, 818. They've been in the queue for a minute. Last caller, 1136. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? A lot of people came in the queue. All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
Good morning. I'm amazing. I'm amazing this morning. God is good.
Yes, ma'am. This is Eric Hunter in Los Angeles, California.
Hey, Eric, all right. You woke up early this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Nicola, I just want to say thank you. And also, I remember the first day I met you and Toy Jones at Faithful Central Church at a small gathering we have. And ever since that day, almost, 5 months ago, 4 months ago, I listen every morning. I just been on fire. I just want to say one thing, Nicola. God got to me when he asked me, he said, Eric, what is really your why? And I never really understood that question. And I had so many different answers. But one day he really spoke to me. He said, Eric, I'm the only why in
That's
everything
right.
that you do.
That's right.
He said that you have to see this. And what FES has done for me, I won't even say FES, what God has done for me through FES is allowed me to just to really see on how people, I mean, I knew this from a young age, and I've always felt it and I've always seen it. And I just want to say thank you. And I just want to just tell the people that are listening that really dive into it. I mean, you promote this and you say this all the time. Get into your word and know who God is, because once you know who he is, everything else will fall in line. Every single thing will fall in line. So I just want to say thank you. Everything is going well for me. On May 11th, I will be leaving my job. and I'm so happy about this. I have a peace in myself now that I've never had before. I have a great team with Ms. Jackie Plunkett, who is my sister in Christ. We've been doing ministry for years. And God has called us to the missionary field. And FES has given me the platform to be better and to talking into people, to approaching people, and to showing what I like the word says. The word says that they will know me by the love that I show. So I don't sell anything. I love on people. And as I love upon them, they begin to ask me questions, and they begin to want not what I have, but what they feel that the Holy Spirit is giving them. So, again, I just want to say thank you, and I'm so happy. I'm just so elated about what God is doing in his people. So thank you so much for everything.
There you go. Wow, King. Thank you so much. What a great way for us to end Financial Freedom Friday. And, you know, the Lord reminded us about Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Apostle Paul told it to us. The mark is towards the high calling God. I remember when I was ordained and my bishop, she told me, she knew that I would be doing great things in the earth, whether it was a network marketing, what have you. She said, you've been called for such a time as this, and you're going to disrupt some things. You're going to make some major things happen. I'm looking like, me? I know I can level sometimes. But she said, the highest position you're ever going to hold is this one. What you're doing for God is going to be the biggest or the biggest position. And that has always kept me humble in the standpoint, I don't care what title somebody gives me in a company, I know that God has to be first. And I can't just say I got to live it. I can't be double-minded because people's lives will be destroyed if they were to hear me call God at the from the mountaintops as I do, and then behind the scenes, I'm representing darkness. Life will be crushed. The hope in the Lord will be crushed. I have that mantle on my life. And I am telling you that not by my might, by God's might, I will represent the kingdom at the highest level at all times. That don't require perfection. This is what people don't get. God is not asking anyone to be perfect because we cannot be. In that same chapter, Philippians chapter 3, Apostle Paul said, I ain't even trying to act like I'm all that. I'm not trying to even act like I got it all together, but every day I'm pressing toward that upward call, that high call. Ain't nothing higher than Jesus. Ain't nothing higher than God. Ain't nobody, nothing higher. You get that? Helping people become just what you do, who you are. You'll just be like, I woke up like this. Guys, have a blessed day. We call it 555. Go check out 5 people. Share 5 people what you got. Ask a 5-question close. Do it 5 times a week. You want to go to the next level, go to 10. And maybe you can be like our leaders. Boss is getting fired everywhere. But then you need to let them know the FS ain't hiring, but you can join me. Bless you guys. Love you. Have a blessed weekend. And thank you again for the prayers for my family. Praise of the righteous avails much. And we are hopeful in the Lord. Thank you.